all to go to New Year's Six Bowl?
Well, beat LSU first of all, mm-hmm. and then I guess we'd have to finish ahead of Florida, I guess, would be
correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's just with the sugar. I mean, there's a whole lot of other. I mean, I think y'all could still get orange, or I don't know how that works.
Oh, I'm not really sure either.
That's if they want to take the SEC round.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think is going to be the legacy of this senior class when you look back at the senior class? What do you think you guys have done?
I mean, this year, if we win, it could be the most successful year we've had since 2012 with Johnny and all those guys. And so, I mean, there's only so many double-digit win teams that A&M's had in their history, so we still have that on the table. And so I think it could be a huge year for us if we can win out.
And also with LSU, you being a senior, you guys have never beat them, at least since joining the SEC. So do you guys talk about that at all, or is it just another game?
I mean, among the players, we definitely talk about it. It's something that, you know, at least for me, we've always had a chip on our shoulder being LSU or not beating LSU, and so it's just something that we all want to do pretty bad.
Pay attention to what's going on around the state with UT, Texas Tech, TCU, Baylor. It seems to be a lot of dumpster fires out there. Look at it.
I mean, I don't really care to comment on stuff like that.
General.
I mean, I do pay attention to it. I like to pay attention to sports. It's you know, I watch ESPN and stuff like that.
I'm from Austin. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Dumpster fire going on right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Boone, for Jenk, you talked about his leadership role, both he and Trevor. Have you seen him progress in any parts of his game since he's been starting these past two?
Well, for sure, definitely. I think even just, you know, he started a few games last year, and I think really just seeing his confidence grow, and, you know, he's, you know, year two in the SEC, I think is probably a huge transition for him coming from junior college to big time SEC school. And so, you know, him and Trevor are different kind of players. It's been, you know, we had to tweak the offense a little bit for Jake, and I think he played really well the two games that he started.
Talk to
Trevor. He's doing all right. I mean, it's you know, he's my roommate. Taking on the leadership role that he's been doing all season. He hasn't been down the dumps or anything. He's stayed positive, and he's brought a lot of energy to the sideline.
Talked about Jake and Trevor being different kind of players, and everybody's going to have obviously strengths and weaknesses. What's something you think Jake does well that maybe Trevor doesn't do as well? And you're roommates with him, so I understand. But
you know, they're just kind of different types of leaders. You know, Trevor's a real extroverted guy, and Jake's kind of an introverted guy, and so Jake's more of a lead by example, and Trevor's more of not that he's not a leader by example, but he's better at bringing all the guys together and getting everyone hyped up, and so it's just kind of a it's good to have both types of leaders on the team.